hurt. You're my saving grace. You're my kind of church. You're holy.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Today's the deadline for former President Donald Trump to secure a bond for the nearly $500 million judgment imposed on him for corporate fraud. ABC's Perry Russum says
Attorney General Letitia James has said the state could begin seizing Trump's assets as soon as today if he fails to secure a $464 million bond. Trump's lawyers have said he does not have the cash. Trump's son Eric yesterday called the $464 million bond amount unprecedented.
The four suspects in Friday's attack on a Moscow theater had all had visible signs of beating when they appeared in court. Two pleaded guilty. ISIS-K has claimed responsibility. L.A. Dodger star Shohei Ohtani said he'll address reporters today. It'll be the first time since the team fired his interpreter after reporters inquired about more than $4 million transferred from Ohtani's account to a gambling operation. Ohtani's lawyers say he is the victim of a theft. This is ABC News. It's usually the goal of any vacation, recharge a little bit. But now some people are taking that seriously and heading to resorts that put a priority on sleep.
I thought it was a very relaxing experience.
It's called sleep tourism. The goal? To help you improve the quality of your slumber. We spoke to sleep tourists on a visit to Florida.
I had been traveling too much.
They spent two nights at a wellness resort that offers special packages to improve your rest.
I slept on one of these new beds. It tracks your deep sleep, your light sleep, your REM.
The CDC recommends we get a minimum of 7 hours of sleep per night.
ABC's Rihanna Nally, a recent survey shows 14% of adults feel tired or exhausted on most days. And a rare moment in the world of golf is Robbie Shelton hit an albatross, a double eagle at the Valspar Championships. On average, pro golfers hit one about every 6,000 rounds. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Prosecutors in three Wisconsin counties say they won't pursue felony charges of campaign finance violations against former President Donald Trump's fundraising committee and Republican State Representative Janelle Branchon related to the effort to unseat Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. The prosecutors say their own involvement in Republican politics creates a conflict of interest. Wisconsin voters have their say on two proposed amendments to the state constitution April 2nd. One of them would ban private donations to local election offices. Sam Liebert is with the group All Voting is Local. He says private money is not the problem.
The real question is, why are our elections and their administrators underfunded?
The other question would specify who can legally serve as a poll worker in Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Youth sports programming is open and available for registration. The spring 2024 session is currently available and will run from April 15th through June 8th. Whether your kids want to try soccer for the first time or hone in their t-ball skills before summer leagues, these skills classes will teach the basics without using laps and lines and will engage your child through the game's approach to learning sports. Sign up today at City Hall.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Marquette headed to the Sweet 16. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles held on to beat Colorado 81-77 in the men's NCAA basketball tournament. Up next, they face North Carolina State Friday night in Dallas. Shaka Smart has Marquette back to the Sweet 16 in just his third year as head coach.
Man, they're a talented, talented team, and they got going in the second half. But our guys never blinked. You know, down the stretch, we got enough defensive stops to win the game.
Bucks head coach and Marquette alum, Doc Rivers.
I talked to Shaka after the game, and there were five times I thought tonight where Marquette could have let go of the rope because they kept scoring. Colorado just puts pressure on you.
The Bucks got a decisive win, 118-93 over the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Bucks host the Lakers tomorrow night. Badgers basketball sophomore guard Connor Asijan has announced he plans to leave Wisconsin and enter the transfer portal after his team lost to James Madison. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Water.
Snow this morning will eventually mix with and then change to all rain by later this afternoon. Our high near 40 today, the wind east at 5 to 15. Rain tonight. We could actually get an inch or more of rain through tonight. Our low 32. Tomorrow, rain will change back to snow with some more accumulation, another inch or two possible. Our high tomorrow, 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 29.
Today's hottest country.
The biggest stars in country music.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98Q Country.
It was the 14th of October, and that t-shirt off your shoulder. I was drunk, said I was sober, and you said, yeah, right. We were talking for a minute, then some guy tried to cut in. You took my hand. Like I was your guy. Whoa, and I tried to guess your middle name. For 30 minutes, but we played that game. That mango reader you were drinking, and that Coldplay song that you were singing. And I bet right now you're probably thinking that it's crazy. I remember every detail, but I do. From your blue jeans to your shoes, girl, that night was just like
Country.
Yeah.
Hanson at 98Q Country. We're slipping in a little bit early here this morning just to let you know that all the area schools are canceled. Up and down, left and right, a lot of snow out there. If you were doubting that this snowstorm was going to provide what everybody had said, well, go outside. It's it's not going to stick around very long because it's going to be a mild day today, tomorrow, with temperatures probably approaching that 40-degree mark. It's already melting off of some of the main roadways. But it is a heavier, slushier snow. So if you can get out there and clear off that sidewalk earlier, the better here, because it's just going to get stickier. Or it could just melt. Or it's March 25th. You're saying, Joel, it'll melt. I'm good. I don't need to. Whatever you need to do to get through it. But keep in mind that we're going to have more precipitation here today, tomorrow, probably into tomorrow night or so. And a lot of that's going to be in the form of some mix, you know, rain and snow and such like that. But I think 10 to 12 inches, pretty common. A lot of places around the Northwoods. Again, severe weather updates are brought to you by Diana Skowinski, your State Farm insurance agent here in Park Falls. But we got Shawamigan, Phillips, Prentice, Rib Lake, Butternut, up and down, left and right, Lakeland. Everybody is closed down for today to let everybody push this snow aside. If you've ever dreamt of building your snowman, here you go. It's out there waiting for you right now. The biggest snowman you can do. And a good Monday morning to you, by the way.
In the middle of the night, I hear a cornfield cow cry about the moon, no matter what sky I'm laying under. In the eye of a hurricane, when I got one foot in the grave, I'll dig my boots into the dirt and face the rolling thunder.
Listen online, at 98QCountry.com.
Ride down to the creek by the water. I've been
called We Ride. We Ride, the name of that one. 98Q, I had to look. Temperatures, I tell you what, when we get snow like this, I'm all right. I'm all right when it's 30 degrees out because you can just put on a sweatshirt and go out and do a little shoveling. Be careful with that now, especially if you got, you know, any health conditions or older, whatever it may be. This is a very taxing shovel this morning. This is you're going to have to pace yourself if you're, you know, whatever your condition is. But just watch out because it's wet and heavy snow, and it's very laborious. Is that the right word? To get it moved away. So pace yourself on that this morning. Mother Nature will do some work today. Temperature's already at 30. We're going to get to 38 today. Today is described as breezy with periods of snow, sleet, freezing rain, and rain. It's the big four. Snow, sleet, freezing rain, all of it. Becoming all rain eventually once those temperatures probably get to 38, 40. We could see another coating or so today. And most of us in that 8 to 12 inch range of snow overnight. It was just cold enough, 30 degrees or so. Tomorrow going to be 40 again, but very, very much like today with more precipitation. Temperatures, it looks like, will be above freezing. And by the time the weekend rolls around, we're going to get back into the 40, 45 range. So this isn't going to hang around long. Push it aside, get it going. All the area schools are closed. Severe weather updates are brought to you by Diana Skowinski, your State Farm insurance agent here in Park Falls. Not only all the area schools closed, but we've got the Ashland and Price County meals are all closed today. So no senior meals or Meals on Wheels up in Ashland County or Price County. All that is shut down for today. The Red Apple Center in Phillips also will be closed today. And I would just count on don't count on anybody being there probably. Maybe right away this morning, depending on call ahead. All right. If you have to be there, call ahead. Make sure they're there because the back roadways are going to be a little bit tough pushing the snow around. And then if it's any kind of a dirt road, of course, it could get mushy really quick underneath there. So be careful. Even with all this going on today, we tell you that we're still going to text to win today. We're riding into spring. Yeah, with almost a foot of snow in some areas. We're riding into spring. Listen for the keyword coming up after 7 this morning. We'll have another hourly winner of an overnight stay at Chula Vista and some water park passes. Plus, our grand prize winners next week will be announced. A couple of grand prizes that include new bicycles, 3-in-1 blender, and an outdoor patio love seat. So stay tuned. Get that Civic Media app on your phone and ready to roll. We're going to text to win all week, four times a day at 7, 10, 1, and 3. Let's get some news and sports to get this Monday rolling.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Today's the deadline for former President Donald Trump to secure a bond for the nearly $500 million judgment imposed on him for corporate fraud. ABC's Perry Russum says
Attorney General Letitia James has said the state could begin seizing Trump's assets as soon as today if he fails to secure a $464 million bond. Trump's lawyers have said he does not have the cash. Trump's son Eric yesterday called the $464 million bond amount unprecedented.
The four suspects in Friday's attack on a Moscow theater had all had visible signs of beating when they appeared in court. Two pleaded guilty. ISIS-K has claimed responsibility. L.A. Dodger star Shohei Ohtani said he'll address reporters today. It'll be the first time since the team fired his interpreter after reporters inquired about more than $4 million transferred from Ohtani's account to a gambling operation. Ohtani's lawyers say he is the victim of a theft. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Deep fakes and political advertisements in Wisconsin now have to include a disclaimer. The bipartisan measure helps voters know whether what they see is true or not. It's one of 54 bills Governor Evers signed into law yesterday. Wisconsin's child care industry could run out of government subsidies in June of next year. After that, Governor Evers says there could be trouble for Wisconsin child care centers, the workers who depend on them, and the businesses that depend on the workers.
This is no hyperbole going on here. There will be lots of people that will be going out of business, and we can't afford it as a state.
More with Evers on the Empowered Caregiver this weekend on Civic Media. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks silence the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a decisive win at home over the Oklahoma City Thunder, 118-93. Giannis with 30 points says it was great having Damian Lillard and Chris Middleton all back at the same time.
You know, Chris was back, Dan was back, and they had the ball majority of the time. So it was, you know, it was a good day. Hopefully, I can keep it up.
March Madness, Marquette with an 81-77 win over Colorado. Tyler Kolek on getting the Golden Eagles back to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2013.
And even for this group, you know, we feel like it's been a long time coming. You know, I told the guys before the game, this moment has been in our nightmares, and we're not running from it anymore.
Baseball, the Brewers clobbered the Diamondbacks 14-4. Milwaukee with six home runs. Sal Frelick, Rhys Hoskins, Willie Adames had three home runs.
It's a good feeling, man. It's a good feeling just to, you know, I know you always want to have a great feeling going into the season, and I think that's what they did.
That's Brewers shortstop Willie Adames. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Stop gutter worries with Lynn Stunkel at Complete Rain Gutters. 30-plus years experience brings peace of mind. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today. Your gutters deserve the best.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Every Brewers regular season Friday home game at American Family Field, ticketed fans 21 and over who sit in the Miller Lite beer pin in the left field Loge bleachers receive a free Brewers can holder, courtesy of Miller Lite.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio, refreshed.
Do you think most girls love diamonds?
So like a sparkly ring? Absolutely.
No, silly. I mean the love for a baseball diamond. And listening to the Milwaukee Brewers spring training games on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM.
We've got you covered. Every pitch, every hit.
Swing and a drive to right and deep.
And every win. Because a baseball diamond is a girl's best friend.
On your local Civic Media radio station, 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she actually, she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives, so it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text good to 511-511. Text good to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Snow this morning will eventually mix with and then change to all rain by later this afternoon. Our high near 40 today, the wind east at 5 to 15. Rain tonight, we could actually get an inch or more of rain through tonight. Our low 32 tomorrow, rain will change back to snow with some more accumulation, another inch or two possible. Our high tomorrow, 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
Jordan Davis.
Showed up and she's gone. Guess I got
98Q Country.
Janelle Dean just getting started at 98Q Country. Well, that may be, if you got a big driveway, you better get started. Pace yourself, though. Heavy, wet snow. If you want to just wait and let the rain wash you, it's just a thought. I mean, if you got to be somewhere, though, it's going to get hard to get through it, because if you have a vehicle that's not, you know, the big, tall, you know, wrap four-wheel drive stuff, the snow's going to accumulate pretty quick underneath. So if you're trying to get out of your driveway, it's going to plow it, and then it's going to build up, and then it's just ugly. Be careful as you're shoveling and stuff like that, especially if you have any health issues, elderly, whatever it may be, because it's a taxing shovel this morning out on your sidewalk. So pace yourself. The good news is, if you can get it out of there, whatever's left on the sidewalk is going to melt really fast today. Temperatures near 40, and maybe even an inch of rain, our civic meteorologists are telling us, into the night tonight. Snowfall totals in that 8 to 12 inch range. Some of it, it may only look like 6 or 7, but I think, you know, the first inch or two just kind of slushed up yesterday and got kicked around. I don't know about you, but I'm for it. We missed winter. I mean, we missed it, and now I feel like we got a little bit here. So put on your sweatshirt, go out, maybe put a lawn chair in your driveway, and just pace yourself and get her done here this morning. Get that snow moved aside. Well, bragging rights today for our NCAA bracket contest belong to none other than, can I get some kind of a drum roll or something here this morning? There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, leading the NCAA bracket contest after weekend number one is Mr. David Nicholas. The good news for Dave is he's got 51 points more than anybody else. The bad news for Dave is I think he lost his national champion already. So, Dave, it's going to be probably a short-lived stint atop the standings. Ruth N. is right there, just a game behind at 50 points. Colin Hoagland down in Phillips right there, a game behind. Both of those still their national champs alive and looking pretty good. We'll talk more about the rest of the standings a little bit later on here this morning, and take a look all the way to the bottom by the monkey and see if anybody's hanging out down there. We'll do that in the 7 o'clock hour here this morning. Severe weather updates are brought to you by Diana Skowinski, your State Farm insurance agent here in Park Falls. All the area schools are shut down due to the heavy wet snow. Our seniors' dining facilities and deliveries in Ashland and Price County are shut down, and the Red Apple Center is shut down. If you're going anywhere this morning, you might want to just call ahead just to make sure that they're there. But, you know, by late this morning and this afternoon, we should be pretty good to move around, hopefully get those back roads cleared out. But right away here this morning, it's quite a bit. It's quite a bit out there. So move it aside, and we'll get this Monday moving.
Get ready for a new year of work with limited time savings on Bobcat equipment at Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville. Get as low as 0% for 72 months on a Bobcat compact tractor, or choose a free front end loader when you buy with cash. Special offers are available on Bobcat zero turn mowers with financing as low as 0% for 48 months, or rebates up to $1,200 on select models. Call Nemuth Implement at 715-678-2271 or stop by the Stetsonville showroom just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville. Offers end March 31st, so hurry in. Some exclusions apply.
Ulta Beauty's semi-annual beauty event is happening now. Unleash your love for beauty with 50% off daily beauty sales on hair, skin, makeup, and fragrance. Shop your favorite brands like Tarte and Fenty Beauty by Rihanna. Plus, grab perfect hair care pairs from brands like Redken and Olaplex. And check out new arrivals from brands like Charlotte Tilbury and Dyson. Shop the Ulta Beauty semi-annual beauty event online, in-store, or try pickup today. Now through March 28th. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful. Conditions apply.
Snow this morning will eventually mix with and then change to all rain by later this afternoon. Our high near 40 today, the wind east at 5 to 15. Rain tonight. We could actually get an inch or more of rain through tonight. Our low 32. Tomorrow, rain will change back to snow with some more accumulation. Another inch or two possible. Our high tomorrow, 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 29.
This new country. I'm lost cause. Baby, don't wait.
Country.
I was no daddy's dream, was not your mama's prayer, but I was your first and your last ticket out of there. I caught your wings on fire when I smoked my Bronco tires out of that town. I'm good at rolling dice, no good at standing still. You like a thought of chasing life instead of dollar bills. We're living reckless, nothing to catch us, baby, but the ground.
Yesterday's classics, 98Q Country.
In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind, couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in mind. You took the single out of my life, now I can't wait to see you tonight. In my CJC, messing with my rear view. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind.
Marmalade there at 98Q Country with Girl in Mind at 6:52. All right, let's get things moving here. We got a lot of snow out there to slide around, or at least push aside anyway. We're going to see some rain and freezing rain and maybe a very interesting mix tonight. Temperatures getting close to 40 today. That'll provide us some rain, and then overnight, temperatures could slip down below freezing, making it very interesting. So if your plans involve travel, especially later tonight and into tomorrow morning, it could be very interesting. Anytime they mention snow, freezing rain, rain, sleet, you know there's going to be a transition in there with that precipitation falling. Sometimes heavy, heavy rainfall is a possibility at times tonight with an inch or so of accumulation of rain. So we'll see how that shakes out. No school today. All the area schools are canceled. No Red Apple Center today in Phillips. No senior dining for Price County or Ashland County today. Severe weather updates brought to you by Diana Skowinski, your State Farm insurance agent here in Park Falls. We always put those school closings and such on the webpage too at 98qcountry.com. Let's get some words of wisdom for this Monday, March 25th. Focus on the Family, brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
Sometimes what you say and what other people hear can be two very different things. Maybe you can relate to the young mother from Ohio who wanted her family to be a beacon of hope during the coronavirus lockdown. She handed chalk to her two boys, ages 6 and 8, and asked them to write messages on the driveway. She wanted delivery drivers and passersby to be greeted with encouragement and good cheer. Later, when the mom checked on their progress, she discovered that her boys had covered the driveway and sidewalks with messages like, "Stay away, do not enter, and get lost." And that wasn't what she intended. Misunderstandings like that happen a lot in marriage, too. My wife once asked me to save money by not buying her a gift for her birthday. Not only did I not buy her a birthday gift, I didn't do anything to celebrate. And I knew how badly I had misunderstood her when she said, "Jim, when I told you not to buy me a gift, I didn't mean don't think of me at all." George Bernard Shaw once said, "The single biggest problem in communication is the illusion that it has taken place." And he's right. What we say and what other people hear are often two very different things. The key is to remember that whether you're the one speaking or the one listening, effective communication is a two-way street. The person speaking must clearly say what they mean. The person listening must hear not just what is said, but what is meant. For more to help you thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
"Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone."
"You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace."
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Their Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy, your Health Mart pharmacy, who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, up your mouth on the potty. Nice. Let's say most of rolling.
and more absorbent so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Pluto TV is TV the way it should be, free. With over 300 channels, thousands of movies and TV shows costing zeros of dollars. So if you want to watch shows like Ghosts, The Walking Dead, CSI, Star Trek, or The Price is Right, well, The Price is Right. It's free. Hit movies like Braveheart, Sonic the Hedgehog, Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, or Mean Girls won't cost you a thing because everything is free. All you have to do is download the app, which, by the way, is also free. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Snow this morning will eventually mix with and then change to all rain by later this afternoon. Our high near 40 today, the wind east at 5 to 15. Rain tonight. We could actually get an inch or more of rain through tonight. Our low 32. Tomorrow, rain will change back to snow with some more accumulation, another inch or two possible. Our high tomorrow, 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
Hold up a second.
I love this time of year. Cold beer, hot wings, and football.
98 Q Country.